having one of those.
Well, yes and no.
What does that mean?
I like it, but I guess I'm just a couch potato. I just don't use it enough.
Conversation 4.
What a cool sound system. You just get it?
Yeah.
Look at all those pieces. When are you going to put it all together?
Well, that's a problem, actually. There's so many components, and the instructions don't help at all. Look.
Whoa, that looks pretty complicated.
Had I known how complicated it was going to be, I would have gotten a different model.
Conversation 5.
Love your new car. You must be on cloud 9 driving that thing.
Oh, it's fun to drive, but I'm not so sure it's worth it.
Really? Why?
You wouldn't believe it. Between the premium gas and visits to the mechanic, it's costing me an arm and a leg.
Ouch.
I can't afford to drive it. I probably wouldn't have bought it had I given it more thought.
Page 30. Exercise C. Listening. Infer reasons. Listen to the conversations in which people regret having bought something. Complete each statement by inferring the reason for buyer's remorse.
Conversation 1.
Wow, what a great juicer. That's even big enough for my family.
Actually, I hardly ever use it. It's way too big. I have such a small kitchen.
So why'd you buy it?
I got it on sale at a great price.
Conversation 2.
I see you bought a digital camera. How do you like it?
Well, I might like it if I could figure out how to use it. Truth is, it's a pain in the neck.
What do you mean?
It has way too many features. Believe me, if I had known you couldn't just point and shoot, I never would have gotten it.
Conversation 3.
Hey, I love your new exercise bike. It must be great.